For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Trim, healthy podcast family. It's producer John here, taking the place of Danny momentarily, who is across town and self-isolating. Special edition of the podcast. The last one and this one, we can't do live, but we're getting darn close. So this is a few hours before you're actually going to hear it aired. So with that being said, girls.
Well, can I just say something real quick? You reminded me of my father, my father, John, when he gave me away at my wedding day, because he was going to be the preacher, right? He walked me down the aisle, then he quickly turned around and became the pastor.
Yeah.
Well, you were here at the computer setting all the mics up and like pressing play, and then you ran over and pounced into Danny's seat and took Danny's mic, and he's like, okay, and now I'm the announcer. So you're like wearing all the hats.
What an to be compared in any way to the mighty Colin. it's an honor.
So, all right. Hey, and Danny, yeah, he is self-isolating, but see, John here and Leslie and Serene and I were in each other's face all the time. Germs are already shared, people. We all got each other's germs.
But he lives in a different county with different
rules.
Yeah,
he does.
But us, we're country county.
Country county. Hey, oh my goodness, do we have a very important potty for you today, and it's going to be huge. We decided, since most of you are home anyway, perhaps you'll have a little more home time to listen. This is a two-parter put into one. Serene's got a part two. I have a part one that I want to get through. My part's going to be very practical, and I'm bringing you a lot of science. I'm going to be reading a bunch of
stuff. And I'm going to be as quiet as I can, like zipped, because...
No, I don't... Serene, I will want you to add your
Serene
piece here and there.
Listen, I knew Big Sis meant business when I walked in and she had her computer
I never opened. Had a computer open before.
I know, and she knows I mean business because I brought my notebook, my messy notebook, and then we were opened.
Like, we were trying to be so nice to each other. No, you go, Serene. I'll give it to you. And you were like, no, you do it, Pearl. And then we thought, no, let's both do it.
No, okay. I'm going to do part two. She's doing part one.
It's these are very intense times for us all. I believe we're so – and that's why we're not doing like pre-recorded potties here. We're bringing them almost live because things are changing by the minute, by the day. We're all living through a time in history we haven't been through before. And Serene and I just want to bring you what we are learning as we learn it, and what God's showing us, what science is showing us, what our brains are telling us. I think here, I just want to bring some encouragement to you today on how to really keep your immune system boosted during this time, because that is our greatest defense, right?
Or our earthly defense.
Earthly defense. But God gives us things on this earth to build our immune system. Yes. And there are ways that we can pull it down too. So today I want to just start with talking about, I know the whole Trim Healthy Mama premise is, you know, ditch sugar, okay? Because sugar makes us gain weight, brings down our health, all these things. And it is, you know, many of us have been a slave to it. But today I want to give some extra incentive during this time when we jolly well need to build our immune systems. I want to remind ourselves of what sugar does to our immune system, because it's probably the greatest, aside from things about not going outside and getting sunshine, which we want to talk about today, which is crazy. You can still obey the law and get some sunshine or go outside, people. You know, you can still socially distance, but still.
Yeah, and I have a point about social distancing. Yeah. I'm not trying to be rude to people either.
We're still the government.
Yeah. I'm just saying you could, but it's a time to get really intimate with family, you know, because whenever you're insular, that's depressive.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But we've got our families even in social distancing. But I want to talk to us. There can be a tendency during this stressful time to say, well, oh my goodness, I am eating my feelings this week. You know, oh my goodness, I am stress eating. So, but I want to remind ourselves what our immune system looks like with sugar. So I'm just going to start here. Dr. Nate Vivini, and I'm going to quote other people so you don't just think this is Pearl making all it all up in her head, who is an MD, and he's one of the researchers on the COVID-19, on sharing his thoughts and things. I've got a quote from him. He just said recently that while it would be misleading to say that we fully understand the relationship between sugar and our immune system, what we do know is that diabetes appears to be common in the people that have confirmed to have COVID-19. He said, this suggests that having higher levels of sugars in your bloodstream could make it easier to contract COVID-19. Okay, so that's not Pearl saying it, that's a doctor. So let's look at what sugar does and the reasons for this. Sugar decreases your immune system's ability to function almost immediately by inhibiting the activity of your most important immune cells. Refined sugar can reduce how white blood cells perform, and the results of one study showed that the amount of sugar found in two sweetened beverages lowers your immune response by 50% for up to 5 hours.
Can I interrupt? I was trying to be good.
Go, Serene. You're going to do it.
My husband said he went to Walmart the other day, and he saw people loading the back of their cars with what do you call that, Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Like it was like they were so freakingly freaked out that precious Mountain Dew was not going to be on it.
It's sad because they're going to go home and self-isolate and load their bodies up with blood sugar.
Another like pack in the van filled with cereal. Like
I know.
Fruity Charms.
I went to the grocery store and I was so sad and horrified.
The fruits and vegetables are there, people.
I know, and I'm going to talk about that soon. But listen to this. Studies have shown that overweight individuals from a diet of sugar and empty carbs have fewer white blood cells with a reduced capability to fight infection. So we have to just be smart about these things at this precarious time. Generally, we have to be smart, and generally, that's what we encourage. But right now, we have to be 100 times smarter about what we're doing to our bodies.
Can I just bring some truth for 1 second? Every year, we have to be smart because every year, the flu kills.
Okay.
If they test it.
But okay, so that's what it does to your white blood cells, but it does some other things. So you can be eating all these other good foods, which we're going to encourage here soon on the party, and all these particular things that I've studied throughout the last couple of weeks. But when you're eating sugar, it takes away from the nutrients in those other foods. Did you know that, Serene? You probably did.
Good old Sugar Blues book we were given by our mum, Nancy Campbell, when we were 13.
Right. Well, I had forgotten all about that. And I was reminding myself, latest studies show that it's a dangerous swap. Nutrient deficiencies can increase your risk for infections, of course. And guess what? Sugary processed foods deplete nutrients from other foods. A study was published in the 2016 journal, so that's way past that Sugar Blues book, Serene, in a journal called Open Heart. And it was 19 pages of this study I was reading, and it was very scientific. My eyes were glazing over, but this is what I got for it. Added sugars may provide energy, which is 4 calories a gram, but at current intakes, they do not facilitate and they even hinder the production of energy in your body. So you see, sugar is giving you this energy, but it's actually pulling from your own body's production of energy.
Because you crash, because it's an actual stress on your body, it becomes an adrenal burnout.
This is what this study realized in conclusion. Not only do added sugars displace nutritionally superior foods in the diet, they may also deplete nutrients from other foods that have been consumed, as well as from body stores of nutrients, in order to enable their proper oxidization and liberate the calories as energy.
Because you know what, Pearl, I was reading is that children, they think, oh, look at their sugar high. Isn't that funny? But it's actually an adrenaline burst.
Yes.
It's a fight or flight moment that children are in. It's a danger thing for their body to have that much sugar in the bloodstream. So the body goes into fight or flight. It looks like a whole bunch of hyperactive energy, like, oh, sugar's giving them energy. No, it's the adrenaline before the crash.
I know, Serene. Here's what happens if you're going to eat, you know, say if you're going to be that girl that says, no, I eat my emotions and I'm going to load up on sugar because I'm stressed. The vitamins and minerals proved to be negatively affected and pulled from your body by sugar are as follows. Vitamin C, which is huge for our immune system. We need it. Unlike most mammals in the whole world, humans are unable to synthesize their own vitamin C, so we must obtain it from outside sources. Researcher,
I love that. Sources is like in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Researcher Dr. John Eli has demonstrated. I usually just talk, not read. So let me find my
good old Obama.
Sorry. Has like demonstrated how high glucose levels inhibit vitamin C from entering your cells and decrease absorption rates. Further research has shown that individuals who reduce their sugar intake experience significant elevation in vitamin C levels and the benefits of vitamin C. Isn't that incredible? So we're taking all these things that we recommend, like greens and baobab and all these things, and then if you go sugar yourself up, you're depleting.
And can
those.
I just have you clarify, and you might clarify later on if you go into it, just say, Serene, hush up, but can you clarify for the keto world that this whole premise that even fruit has dangerous sugar. Can you clarify that we're not talking about
the sugar in fruit? Yeah, I wanted to talk about that later.
Okay, great.
Sugar in fruits is actually incredibly healthy for your body. It is these refined white sugars. So let's not just call them sugars because it's a completely different animal.
Exactly.
Okay, sugar, refined sugar, and I should also say, always say refined sugar and starches, refined foods that turn to these elevated levels of glucose in your body.
Like refined sugar and refined starches, yes.
They also inhibit vitamin D.
Mm.
That's your immunity hormone. Vitamin D is actually a hormone, okay? Sugar increases the production of an enzyme which degrades your stores of vitamin D. It can also undermine the production of another enzyme necessary to synthesize vitamin D. A shortage of vitamin D leads to a suppressed immune system. Approximately 75% of people in Western countries are already deficient in vitamin D. Consuming excess sugar depletes it further.
Mm.
We're going to talk about ways to get in vitamin D later. Yeah. Magnesium.
That's huge.
It's very huge. The high blood sugar and elevated insulin levels associated with refined sugars decrease magnesium absorption and cause the kidneys to excrete magnesium faster.
Mm-hmm.
Since magnesium is a key in stabilizing blood sugar, a vicious cycle.
And stabilizing peace and rest inside your nervous system. Girl, without magnesium, you're a wound up type
tick. You are wound up and you get even more stressed and then you want to stress eat more.
Yes.
Chromium. We don't think of that to do with the immune system, right?
Yeah.
But chromium, like magnesium, is involved in blood sugar regulation.
So it's the cat chasing its tail in that one.
One study published in the Journal of Metabolism showed that consuming a diet consisting of 35% simple sugars or refined sugars increased chromium excretion by 300%. This is what we're doing to ourselves when we think we need to eat that box of comfort mac and cheese, but we don't.
Yeah. And the comfort foods are off – well, the so-called comfort foods are off the shelf. I went to Kroger's the other day and there was so many wonderful foods left, but all the pre-made pizzas were gone.
Oh, they're gone.
All the TV dinners, all the bakery section was just totally gone.
But what are we doing to ourselves, people? This is a time when we want to build up our – immune system, but the opposite is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like someone needs to stand up, and a few people are, and it's the emperor with no clothes. Everybody's saying social distance. Okay, we're not going against that. But we are saying...
Even if we don't believe it, we're not going to go against it.
Yeah.
Less the government and the powers that be, even if we don't believe them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and obviously we're trying to stay away from people that might be, you know, immune compromised. Don't send us letters, you know. But... Why people are social distancing, but they're actually harming their immune systems.
Right.
Okay. Mood and hormones. What does sugar do to our mood and hormones? Well, we all know that, you know, it can take you to a high and then a low and then it leads to depression or everything like that. But when your blood sugar levels change too fast, which refined sugar causes them to, your adrenal glands release cortisol to pull it back up again. What does cortisol do to your body? Fully wipes out your immune system.
Yes,
also, it's almost one of the major things that can just rip your immune system in half. And it makes you have feeling the sugar lows. You feel frustrated, angry, frightened. All of those, again, it's a vicious cycle.
It only pushes energy towards your main survival.
Yes.
So it gives you high blood pressure and it gives you high blood sugar because it's like fight or flight.
Yeah. Inflammation and glycation. Okay, so most of us know that sugar consumption raises chronic inflammation in the body. I mean, we don't even need to tell you that. You know that, but what about glycation? Serene, you've talked about
wrinkles,
glycation.
Eh?
This occurs when a sugar molecule sticks to a protein molecule in your body, inhibiting that protein molecule's ability to perform its function. Now, your body needs protein molecules for your immune system. This impacts your immune response and contributes to disease. Glycation eventually leads to advanced glycation end products. These are known as AGESs. And this causes excessive levels of aging and triggers disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I want to get that. I wanted to get that out of the way. That's what your body looks like on sugar.
Yeah.
That's what sugar does to your immune system or refined starches. But let's get to the positives. I want to talk about today, since many of you, I know you're going through some really challenging times. We all are. I mean, I know some of you are going through so much more. I was supposed to be on a plane in a week or so going to my daughter's birth in Japan. And she really needed us. She has no one there to watch her other son when she gives birth. And she has to have, it's not, and I'm not trying to cry, oh, poor us. But, you know, we're all going through things. She needs an interpreter every time she goes to the hospital, so she doesn't know how they're going to get through all that. But they will, and God's sustaining them, and she's staying in faith. But all of us are touched in many ways, right? Yeah. All of us are going through something.
Mm-hmm.
Like our husbands may be out of work. We're out of work. All our children are home. I mean, people are on the front lines. We have so many Trim Healthy Mama nurses and physicians that are on the front lines facing all this. So I know that money is tight. Many of us are going through challenges where we don't know where the paycheck is coming from. So I want to talk about the best budget-friendly immune-boosting foods.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Pearl.
The fun, happy foods that we can all afford right now. And that, thankfully, like Serene said, guess what? They're in your grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been wiped out.
Yeah.
The sugary stuff and all the toilet paper might be wiped out, okay? But these foods are not wiped out. So we always say this, but greens.
Yeah.
Greens, 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 your salad. I've been having a salad base, a green salad base to almost every one of my meals to help boost my immune system because of the phytonutrients, because greens are so high in vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you've got your green peppers. Check your grocery store, people, they're still there.
Yeah. Oh, the produce is just, it's still teeming.
It's teeming.
Yeah.
And it's still there. And aren't we lucky? Aren't we just blessed that it's still there? Because that's going to boost our immune system. The green peppers make Serene's freshy bowl salad from Trim Healthy Table.
You mean
Table.
The rainbow peppers, Pearl?
Yep.
Yeah.
The rainbow peppers, the green peppers too, though, Serene.
Oh, yeah.
Super high in vitamin
yes,
C.
They are.
Higher than leafy greens even. They're one of the highest things we can do, much higher than.
It's like I can smell the vitamin C when I cut them
Yes.
up.
Your freshy bowl salad lasts all week, and having a little bit of that every day, those peppers, is just huge. We've got citrus. We've got berries.
Can I just say really quickly how I love my salad these days? Like huge plate of greens, and I kind of just chop it up a little bit, even though I buy those baby mesculins, because I find I don't like the dressing getting all over my face and chin.
I chop up everything.
Then I slice up the red rainbow little baby peppers. But what I've been loving right now is just extra virgin olive oil and nutritional yeast.
Yeah.
That's over the bed. And then two fried eggs on the side that have the yummy salt on it.
Ooh,
and I just slice up the little egg at the time.
Is that your brekkie?
Well, I said lunch to make me sound more normal, but that's my breakfast, yeah.
Yeah, I know you do the salad for breakfast. I can't do like a cold salad for breakfast.
Well, the eggs are hot and fried.
I can see that. So we've got all these high antioxidant foods like the berries, okay, that what do antioxidants do? Oxidant.
Yes.
Oxidants. Oxidize your body. They what give way to disease, to viruses, things. So when it's antioxidants, your body's actually literally fighting these and pushing them out. And of course, baobab, which you're going to be discussing later. We've already discussed some things about it. I want to go into more detail later because it's not one of your foods in your grocery store. Mm. It actually is something that is a little bit different. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So here's another food, and we've talked about this before, but I want to remind you, mushrooms. Mushrooms fight viruses, and they fight inflammation to supercharge your immune system. In fact, if you Google foods to supercharge your immune system. Mushrooms are going to be up there, up the top.
Oh, yeah. Now, listen, you know, you can go to the produce section and just get, you know, your lovely mushrooms right there. And, of course, you stick them in your sunny window so that they get higher in their nutrients. Yeah. But I want to say this. You know, my son Arden, you know, new peeps in the room, he was battling cancer. He's totally doing great. But just to support his immune system now, it's very inexpensive on Amazon. Amazon's still sending stuff out, people.
They are.
One of the main things that he says makes him feel the best out of all the supplements I have him on right now is turkey tail.
Turkey tail's amazing.
Yes, turkey tail. It's incredible immune support. And it's cheap.
I've been taking lion's mane powder.
Oh, maybe it's lion's mane. No, I think it's turkey tail.
And chaga, all the mushroom powders are great. But if you can't afford them.
And lion's mane is great for lowering your blood sugar. No, they're quite inexpensive, Pearl.
They're not bad. And they're just a whole food. The ground mushrooms.
I find they're under $20.
Yeah.
For a good month's supply.
But let's just say you go to your grocery store and you buy jolly old white button mushrooms, okay? They're still incredible. Mushrooms modify cytokines. Is that how you say it, Serene? Yeah. Cytokines, which are inflammatory messages that can suppress white blood cells. What are your white blood cells for?
Yeah, they're
your immune system, okay? Yeah. And make you more susceptible to getting sick. Mushrooms fight them.
Yes, they do.
Next, mushrooms are high in polysaccharides, which help bolster and maintain the structure of your cells, essential in having a healthy immune system. Thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, vitamin D. And let's talk about this, okay? Mushrooms are your inexpensive secret weapon against disease. I'm going to talk about how they bolster a vitamin D, because actually from the fridge they don't have a lot of vitamin D.
No.
People say, well, mushrooms are a great source of vitamin D, not unless they're put
they
in the
sun. I get slimy and wet in the fridge. I love them on my kitchen windowsill.
Yes, because let's see, mushrooms. Before cooking your mushrooms, be sure to pop them on a window ledge. I know we've said this before. This boosts their disease-fighting powers through the roof. Fresh mushrooms go from having very little vitamin D to one of nature's highest sources of vitamin D only 1 or 2 hours when exposed to sunlight.
It's a sponge.
Yep. Penn State researchers found that UV light exposure caused button mushrooms to go from about zero from the fridge to 824% vitamin D.
Go sun, go sun.
Other sorts of mushrooms like shiitake went from zero to over 1,000. You need to put your mushrooms in the sunlight, maybe even by a window. It doesn't have to be direct sun, between the hours of 10 to 3.
Pearl, tell me, can I put them in the sun and then put them in the fridge if I didn't get to make it? You have to keep them out.
Fridge takes it away.
Right. So I'm saying, I just wanted to know if it stole it. And yes, it steals it, right?
Yeah, it steals it.
So once they've absorbed it, it drains the vitamin D.
Yeah.
You got to keep worries. It.
You got to go from sun or from.
But guess what makes you excited about this?
To cooking or
what
to eating.
What makes you excited about it is that they're in your mind's eye.
I know.
And you get to use them
more.
You get
to use them.
They're not in the coffin, rotting drawer of the refrigerator.
I know. An Australian study that showed that eating just a third of an ounce of even button mushrooms per day, that's about one big button mushroom, is enough to reduce breast cancer
risk by 64%. But my husband likes them raw in a salad, Pearl, and I don't think I've ever looked into it. They're not poisonous raw, are they?
Mushrooms?
Yes.
No.
Okay, my husband loves them raw.
No, mushrooms are great raw. Another one, and this is why this is so cool for us that we're all going through right now.
Oh, shout out really quickly to Pearl's beef hack.
Yeah.
You can check that out. It ends up being half mushrooms, half beef. Your children won't even notice. And if you've had those mushies in the windowsill, you are inflating their immune system like no
else. Anytime you do ground beef, ground turkey, ground chicken right now, process some mushrooms in your food processor, cook
like
them
pulse,
with your
pulse,
beef.
Pulse.
No one will know.
No.
Fish. For your immune system, I know we've been talking about that lately, but guess what? You go into your grocery store, there's no ground beef left.
But there's fish.
There's fish.
Galore.
I loaded up recently, Serene. Omega-3 fatty acids in your fish, which is namely your fattier fishes, like salmon, like mackerel, and things like that. They help increase the activity of your white blood cells.
And let's just talk about sardines too, because I've got African children, so we don't mind the stink of the sardines. I tell you what, they're so great.
Yeah, they are.
Those fatty acids.
But any fish, because fish is good source of zinc too, which I'm going to talk about soon. And that's why I'm up to it now. Foods high in zinc. Why zinc? Zinc is absolutely crucial for your immune system. And now I want to say something that Serene won't agree with.
Ooh. La la.
I'm going to talk about Food Science Inc. first. But
I'm all like on the defense.
I know. It's just that if I feel anything coming on, I'm sorry. There's some junk in it, but Zicam.
Oh, that's okay.
Zicam has some like colors and stuff in it.
You drive through, Sue.
But it's full of zinc. And as soon as it comes on me, I dose up on that every couple hours and I beat it.
I've got my little purest form of it. It's called Wellness Fizz.
Yes.
At Whole Foods. It's the same kind of thing, but without the junk in it.
Thank you for that. I wish I'd known that.
Yeah. Wellness Fizz. Our sister Vange told us about it.
Okay, great. Zinc increases the production of white blood cells and T cells, which fights infections, fights viruses. Foods high in, now I want to say something so exciting that I learned this week, Serene, and you're already doing it because you're such a, I don't know, you have a connection to health. That's just instinctual in you. I want you to tell me what you know of that is a food that's high in zinc, Serene.
Pumpkin seeds.
Okay. Yes, they are. But guess what?
What?
Guess what's higher in zinc than pumpkin seeds?
What?
Sesame seeds.
Oh, you are blessed because that's your favorite food.
I know. Okay, so sesame butter is called tahini. And gram for gram, okay, so you've got red meat, which is high in zinc. Gram for gram, amount for amount, sesame seeds are even higher than that.
Well, show them where to go to see that tahina.
Well, Serene, you just made a recipe in our member site called Tahina, and I've been living off it. I didn't know it was so high in zinc. Why am I so healthy? It's because I've been living off that. Sesame seeds are awesome. So the best way to do them is to get tahini, which is ground sesame paste.
Because you don't know, you probably like, you know, excreting half of them non-chewed.
Yeah, if you're trying to just chew on sesame seeds, you're not really, it's like flax seeds, you're not getting the nutrients. Yeah. They need to be ground. Okay. And so let's see what other good sources. Garlic, of course, that's part of the reason it's sulfur, but part of the reason why garlic is such a good immune builder.
Hey, a little trick, chili or even pasta sauces that are going to be in an S setting, we always put, well, I don't know always, but it's like my mum used, our mum, she's your mum too, Pearl.
Yeah.
Yeah, our mum used to do it and I still do it, is you put a little tahini in that red sauce.
Yes, you do.
Whether it's chili or pasta sauce.
It and creams it.
It creams it incredibly. And that's a good way of using tahini too.
Do you know what another, oh, she belled, Leslie just belled us. She's like, okay, we're 26 minutes in. I've got so much to cover. I need to keep going.
Yes, and
I know,
yes.
Part two's coming. Whew, what about, can I go to 40 minutes and you have 20? So it's like two-thirds Pearl and one-third Serene.
Sure, Pearl, I bow to the big sister.
Garlic, okay, chocolate. Cocoa is extremely high in zinc.
No wonder I'm healthy. All my yuck yums.
Spinach. Yeah. Okay.
My yuck yums are cocoa and baobab based.
I know. Skinny chocolate people. Sauces.
Oh, skinny chocolate with the coconut oil.
The coconut oil is such an immune booster because of the lauric acid. Red meat like beef and lamb and poultry and of course oysters. I don't eat oysters myself, but yes, they're extremely high. But I don't know when.
Yeah, but people they're gonna have to kill their own cow. To get the red meat.
I feel like grocery stores will get restocked.
Oh, totally. It's actually not a shortage of cows. It's like the cows didn't all just drop dead.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, people are hoarding it.
But both 100% chocolate or cocoa and sesame seeds are both higher in zinc than meat. Okay, guess what another one is, which I'm going to talk about soon. Whey protein, so high in zinc. And it is awesome, awesome, awesome at bolstering your immune system. And now I'm going to talk about, since we just talked about basic foods, now I want to talk about some supplements that you want to want to take, and we're going to help you out with those.
Especially if until the meat is restocked.
Yeah.
These healthy forms of protein.
Listen,
that are
if
so
you're
punny,
so penny pinched right now and you don't want to like go online and order any supplements to help, just stick with what we've just said. You can do wonders to your body. Wonders by staying off sugar and eating those foods.
So do not stress thinking, oh, but I can't afford those things, because hey, the stress is going to pull your immune system down. And the things we've said, they're on the A list.
The other things that you can do, happiness bolsters your immune system.
We're going to talk about that
part two, Serene. Okay. Lately, I've been in deep study of natural things that actually scientifically fight viruses, respiratory viruses to be more exact, which the coronavirus is one of them. It's fantastic to build our immune systems up through baobab collagen, and we're going to talk about those. But I never realized the power of our cross-flow microfiltered whey protein until this week. So microfiltering.
Just so you know, when we decided to find the best whey in the world, it was a deep dive.
Yeah, it was. Serene.
We were not like, what's the best, cheapest on the market? No, it was years of researching.
And I researching have to give
kudos the science
to you.
Behind.
If you ever want to do a deep dive, read Serene's article. It's on our website. It's called Whey Friend or Foe. But anyway, we decided to go with a microfiltered whey protein, and microfiltering leaves the very beneficial and virus-busting aspects of whey intact. So cross-flow microfiltered whey is rich in lactoferrin. Now, how is this important for the current health challenges we face? Lactoferrin is an excellent antimicrobial scavenging agent. It shows antiviral behavior and also inhibits bacteria from attaching to your gut
wall. Didn't they give it to SARS people?
Yes,
yeah,
they did. Here's an interesting quote from the following scholarly scientific article. It was called Milk-Derived Peptides with Immunoglobulin or something. I don't know. It's from InTech Open. I might have to put this study somewhere so you know where I mean, but I didn't get the... Anyway, I didn't get all of it in here. Here's a quote. Most studies indicate that lactoferrin and its derived peptides are likely to interfere with the virus-host cell interaction. For example, it's been demonstrated that lactoferrin is able to both bind viral receptors and the viral surface of enterovirus something, thus interfering with viral activity. All that scientific stuff means it basically interferes. It interferes with the virus's ability to enter our cells. Yay. Exactly what we want right
now.
And
what a yummy way to interfere.
Yeah. Lactoperoxidase.
It's not like we have to put our spoons out for like some bitter
black strap molasses. No, I mean, it makes the most yummy smoothies in the world. Lactoperoxidase in whey is another protein faction that shows powerful microbial action. It's different than the way lactoferrin works, but it destroys a wide range of microorganisms and viruses by stimulating a series of enzymatic reactions. Have you heard of glutathione? Of course you have, right?
A master detoxifier.
It detoxifies our body. It is like numero uno in how our immune system functions. It is our body's most effective immune builder and antioxidant. Whey is rich in alpha-lactobumin, and in that we find the treasure cysteine, which is the direct precursor to glutathione. See, you can't just take glutathione.
Mm-mm.
It gets your whole digestive system breaks it down before it can enter your cells. But when you get this from whey protein
from the cysteine,
your body is able to make it. So the more I read in the study, the more I'm persuaded that clean whey protein is so important right now for me. I've been upping it. I'm not one for smoothies in the winter. They're just too cold for me. So I've been making like warm smoothies, not like warm, but I haven't been putting ice in there.
More like a milkshake temp.
And I'll still put some frozen berries, but I just can't
do
with ice.
Do you know what I did this morning, Pearl? Because I was actually out of my kefir, so I didn't have a yuck yum, but I put because I didn't have milk to make my kefir because I know the cows are like, I don't know.
They're worried about the virus.
I don't know. But anyway, my co-op of milk is like kind of low. Yeah. So I did water and a small avocado, one of those cute little ones from Aldi's.
Yum.
That formed my base. And then I put the whey in it and cocoa powder and berries.
I want to taste that, Serene.
Yeah.
I've also been putting more whey in my trimmies just at the end.
And you could,
I've told Mum and Dad to up because they're 80 now. Dad's about
to
turn 80.
Hey, can I just
80.
Shout
I've
out
told
to that?
That? Tell your elderly parents to have whey right
just
now.
Just shout out with a little hope real quickly. Our dad has always got the worstest of flus every year. Ever since he was married in his 20s, he's always just really come down with the flus.
Yeah.
Well, this year he hasn't had any flu. It's his healthiest year. He's meant to be the so-called, you know.
The ones that are all immune compromised.
He's like, the more people talk about corona, somehow the better I feel in health.
Yeah, that's what
turning
dad
80
is.
On the 1st of April.
Oh, yeah.
He's not worried a bit.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Let me talk about collagen really quickly. I know we had a sale a couple of weeks ago, the immune boosting just to help with baobab and collagen, but because of this virus right now, I really felt I talked to our financial team about just trying to help people right now. So we're going to have this immunity bundle going on until this all goes away, where we're just cutting as best we can the prices on our immune builders. We actually, for real, don't have the margin in our baobab because we get it from such a great source. It's really high quality stuff and we don't sell it at a high
Well, you got a Sprouts, Pearl, one tiny little bag, like quarter of the size of our bag was like 20 something
bucks. I know. So what, but we're still cutting it. We're doing wholesale prices right now on baobab. When this comes out, this is Tuesday.
See, I don't know any about this because I didn't go to the business meetings.
I want to put out this bundle where we can keep these things discounted for people because I know you're going to be wanting to take whey and baobab to your parents, to those who are immune compromised. And I want you to be able to afford it somehow. If you can't, just do the things we talked about earlier. But the bundle, number one, it's going to be whey, collagen, baobab, and that's $46.99. What's it usually? I don't know. We're doing sale prices on them. So we're just going to keep that going while this crisis is up. I just want to keep it going. They're not available individually. It's as a bundle. Okay, so collagen, most of us think of the collagen for our hair and skin and all of that, and it is, but it's much more than that.
It's one of the biggest detoxifiers.
Yeah. It reduces inflammation and repairs the digestive tract. Now, why is that so important? Because 90% of serotonin is produced in the gut, as well as a whopping 70% of our immune system.
And when we're happy, it does good like medicine,
Yes, so it repairs the serotonin in your gut. And serotonin actually makes you happy, but at the same time builds your immune system. Isn't the Bible amazing?
Mm-hmm.
It said a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Science now proves that true, and collagen helps out. Here is just one of the many studies on the positive immune support of collagen. In 2015, Japanese researchers published a placebo-controlled double-blind study measuring the immunological vigor and other things of subjects. They tested Japanese men and women between the ages of 30 and 59 with low SIV markers and complaints of fatigue. The study revealed that through 10 grams of daily collagen, which is the serving we offer, actually ours is 11 grams, I believe, over an 8-week period, there was significant improvement in the immunological status of these humans. Those who took the placebo had no improvement at all. Okay. So another way to get collagen and whey together is in our bars.
Yes.
We Serena and I thought long and hard about how to get a beautiful balance of those proteins.
And of course, there's no sugar in there.
No, chocolate brownie fix bar. So, yeah. It's got half whey, half collagen. It's that beautiful immune builder right there. Baobab, we've talked so much about it, but there are some things that we need to
highlight. If you're feeling like, you just need that little sweet treat at nighttime because you're like comforting yourself through food. Not that I need to comfort myself because I feel like I've been having a little bar at night underneath my pillow.
Oh, you do?
Not in the middle of the night when I wake up. But see, I go to bed to read and to nurse the baby first.
Yes.
And so instead of like bringing a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah.
You know.
I break little, it's my relax time at night. Like if my husband and I watch a show, I have about a half to a third of a bar cut up.
So not only are you treating yourself as something sweet and yummy, you're actually treating your immune system.
Yeah. But that was about collagen and whey. But baobab, listen, it's nature's remedy for a strong immune system. And if you're taking care of any elderly people in your home, anyone health compromised, immune compromised, they really should be having baobab right now. Why? Because it has more antioxidants than any other food on the planet.
It's more than acai and blueberries put together. It's incredible. It has more potassium than bananas, more calcium than milk, more fiber than oatmeal.
10 times the vitamin C of even oranges. But, when you look on the packet, you don't see it. Well, where's my 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C? You see it's the bioavailability.
Right, exactly. It's a whole food.
And it's so easily absorbed by your body. That's why it's so important.
And how I said more fiber than oatmeal? Well, the deal is that fiber that baobab is mostly soluble fiber. It makes this gel inside your gut that slows blood sugar down like quicksand. And so we don't want blood sugar awry. And if you are dealing with diabetes, even though you might be on the straight and narrow eating your healthy food, you want something to help slow it down.
Yes. And so the higher blood sugar reduces your white blood cells. So baobab goes in there and absolutely helps you pull down the blood sugar.
And remember, it doesn't
have
to be just in sweet foods like smoothies. I put it in all my chilies, in soups. In
you put it in your eggs.
I put it on my eggs. Yeah, I put it in everything. I probably overdose on the stuff, but I'm still alive.
No, kicking, you can't. It's a kicking. Whole food. You can't overdose.
Just so you know, I gave it in my first baby foods.
The only thing it does, if you're not used to it, and only to some people, it's so high in fiber, it can give you a little bloat.
Yeah, good old fuss, if you go like too my baby calls
fast
them.
With it. Guess what? Another here's how all these other reasons. Here's another way it bolsters your immune system. Remember, we talked about magnesium. Lack of magnesium lowers your immune system. Well, baobab also has double the magnesium and iron of spinach, even. And spinach is so high in magnesium.
And you just mentioned iron. And tell the connection between iron and vitamin C.
You have to have them both to absorb vitamin C. Without sufficient iron, you won't absorb vitamin C.
So you can have a food really high in vitamin C. If it doesn't have iron in it, you have to look for some other food to pair with it so it can be absorbed properly, and vice versa.
And speaking of magnesium, it's vital for the immune system because lack of magnesium reduces levels of immunoglobulin G, IgG. These are your immune cells on the front line, people. We have to have them. And magnesium's also vital for cytokinetic T lymphocytes.
And you can make incredible things. You can take these all separately, or you could make a smoothie. Or even when you're making this little basket for some elderly people in your neighborhood or family members that are elderly, if you're doing this as a gift, if you have enough money to do that, like if you need to support your immune system. But also this is a time of looking out, not just looking in.
I think so.
Taking care of others, not just taking care of ourselves, because that's where we really truly find life. But you could print up a beautiful recipe for them that's easy for them, where they can learn how to put it all in one go in one beautiful yummy smoothie. The baobab and collagen and whey, they blend beautifully together.
They really do. And we've got under the baobab page on our website, we've got so many recipes now. We compiled them all together so you can make the baobab boost bites, you can make the baobab bar.
Our strawberry little happy bites in the book. They're out of the strawberry whey, and they have baobab in them and coconut oil in them.
I know. Hay and coconut flakes, which is huge for immune system. Stock up, load up on your coconut right now too.
And coconut's there.
I want to finish. Serena, I have 40 minutes in, but can you give me 2 minutes? I want to talk about another thing that's an option for our bundle.
Yes.
It's CBD, okay? Yeah. And I don't want to go out there and give major promises saying CBD will kill the coronavirus. However, there's a lot of very promising information about it. We just need to be careful with what we say. I think, in this day and age where people can come against you, we know that CBD does kill viruses. Serene, can we talk about Dad and our shingles and the shingles he had?
Yeah.
Incredible. He missed the time window where you're supposed to take. He got shingles. He actually came here on our potty and talked about it. Where you can take the antiviral for shingles. Yeah.
He kind of thought that we would be upset if he took it. We were off in Australia and New Zealand, and we're like, no, we wanted you to take the stuff.
He missed the window, and after that window, you can't do it. So he came down so bad with shingles, Serene. He couldn't sleep at night for the pain.
He tore mother's beautiful linen sheets she just purchased.
Yeah, from
their boudoir. He tore them up with his toenails.
He was in a bad way. He went to the doctors and they said, well, you've passed this time. We can just give you this thing to help with the itch and stuff. So we said, Dad, here's the heavy hitter, CBD. We gave him the heavy hitter and we gave him the cream.
Topical hemp and blue.
Hemp and blue cream. What do you know? Within one day, it was a turnaround. Yeah. Over a week, he beat shingles with this, and shingles is a virus. I'm just saying that's one story.
And I do want to say too, it's like some people could say, I use this to beat cancer.
Yeah,
and it really helps them. And then another person will take it and it didn't necessarily help that person. And my point is everybody's different. And just because maybe you haven't responded to CB doesn't mean somebody else in your family or your parent won't respond. There's so many wonderful health-giving gifts from the creator out there. And CBD, it may not be the answer for everybody, but sometimes it's the difference between life and death for somebody.
Especially, and here's what's happening with our heavy hitter, and that's why I'm bringing it. Whenever we get, a better source, we don't just want to keep the profit. We have found a less expensive source. It's so pure. We've got all certification for it for our CBD now. Mm-hmm. And so our heavy hitter was so expensive even for us to make. It was $239. As of today, when you're hearing this potty, we have taken it down for this bundle to $149. So that's the heavy hitter that has 3,000 milligrams of this stuff.
That's what my son took during his
potent
fight.
his cancer fight. I do feel like it can help some people, but we can't say this is the panacea. You know, this is
like, that's what I was saying. Nobody can say that about anything.
This. I know, but I do want to bring some science here, and then I'm and Serene, the floor will be all yours. Dr. Reggie Guidino and Ken Kovash, who's a genetic specialist, they've said this. Cannabinoids have been found to be potent antimicrobials, meaning they work well against many types of bacteria and fungus. It is a well-known concept that goes back hundreds, if not thousands of years, and recently supported by modern science. Second, we know that cannabinoids do help certain types of viral infection, but he goes on to say, part of the problem is that in some cases, specific cannabinoids can help against certain type of viruses, but they really at this point don't know which ones, right? But here's where CBD does help. We can't say it kills the coronavirus. We can't say that. Nobody knows, but here's what we do know. The secondary infections from these viruses, we do know that CBD helps them. For example, inflammation, infections, systemic inflammation. We do know scientifically that CBD helps those. And guess what? It's the secondary things from the coronavirus that are actually causing more trouble for people. And so CBD can reduce pain and help sufferers to sleep if they do contract the virus. It helps open up sinus passages and increase ease of breathing. These are things we do know. It can be extremely helpful at reducing headaches and migraines, both of which are common symptoms that people experience with cold viruses. Also, CBD is known to reduce stress and anxiety issues and aid in sleep. So all of those things help, even if we can't say, hey, it kills coronavirus. We cannot say that, but we can for certain say it helps in those other areas. Serene, that's all I have to say.
So good, Pearl. I'm
so glad. It was very practical, I hope. And now you go, part two.
Okay, and I hope this isn't too overwhelming of it. But you can pause and go to the bathroom, go to the POTTY before you continue with the PODDY.
Yeah.
Go and get yourself a baobab collagen whey smoothie.
Yes, please do.
Hey, or go and just cut up some mushrooms in a green salad.
There you go, and then put some protein fish on there.
But, you know, I just want to say, Pearl, that was the practical, and I just love that. And, you know, and if you're one of our listeners who don't appreciate us sharing, the fullness of our personal beliefs, you can turn it off now if you want to. But
Serene's bringing some scriptures.
Yeah, I'm bringing some scriptures because this is a time where things on this earth, in the earthly, besides from Pearl, of course, the gifts of health in those areas that you were talking about are from the Lord anyway. But, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible, Psalm 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots and horses, but we boast in the name of the Lord our God. And it would be amiss for me, and I know you agree with me here, Pearl, for us to not bring our main help that has been helping us through this, which has given us so much peace that I'm not even slightly at all worried about Corona itself. So I wanted to bring a little bit of that. And I was reading the Bible the other day, and this verse jumped out at me so jumped off the pages. It was Mark 3:23, and it was talking about how when Jesus was delivering this guy from a demon, and the Pharisees were like, he's getting his power from the prince of demons. That's how he can cast out demons from the devil. You know, he's still with Beelzebub or whatever. And Jesus responds and he said, how can Satan cast out Satan? And then he goes on later on and he says, only someone stronger, someone who could tie him up and plunder his house. You know, and so I was thinking about that and I was thinking, light is the only thing stronger than darkness. How can you combat darkness with darkness? John 1:5 says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The tools of the kingdom of light are so much more powerful, and they defeat darkness. Mm. Darkness cannot defeat darkness. Light destroys darkness. And of course, in John 12 and in many other places in the Bible, it says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life. And I started to think, Pearl, last night I was thinking about it again, thinking about Moses with his rod, the Prince of Egypt scene.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not a Bible reader, you just go right to the Disney movie right now. And Moses, he had this rod and he placed it down the grain ground and it became a serpent, you know. But then the magicians were like, well, we can do that too. And so they had these rods and put them down and they all became serpents. You know the part I'm talking about.
Yes, yeah.
But Moses' serpent ate all theirs up.
Yeah.
Because God's power is so much more stronger and it defeats always, every time, right? Yeah. So
are you going to go there or am I just putting things one and one together in my head and darkness, that you said darkness cannot defeat darkness, but you're probably going to go there.
I'm going to go there. I'm totally going to go there.
I'll let you because my thoughts are happening.
No, yeah. So depression can't fight depression.
Yeah.
You know, worry for a few hours. Like we can think, okay, the corona's out there. Ooh, this is bad. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to pace back and forth in my kitchen. I'm going to worry about, oh, my aunt. Oh, she's in her 70s. Ooh, her immune system's down because, you know, she's been taking care of Uncle Joe and she's having late nights. And, I'm going to worry. This is my duty. I have to worry right now. Or, okay, I've done my hours of worry. What else can I do? Oh, I'll panic for a while. Okay, I'm going to panic. And we pull out of our tool belts. Tools of darkness.
Yeah, they're not light.
And corona is of darkness.
Right.
It's from the evil one. It's sickness. It's not from the kingdom of God. God has come to bring life and life abundantly. It is the devil that's come to kill, steal, and destroy. So how can we think we're going to pull all these tools out of the kingdom of darkness? And so, see, how can Satan cast out Satan? How can darkness cast out darkness? But see, we have a tool belt of life and it's far stronger. The tool belt of darkness and death, like stress, panic. Mm-hmm.
Words of defeat.
Yes, fear can't defeat darkness because it's part of the same kingdom. It's part of the same stronghold.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
We defeat darkness with light. We defeat the accuser. What do we defeat him with? With our defender.
Oh,
Psalm 18 says, and I love you, Lord. You are my defender. The Lord is my protector. He is my strong fortress. My God is my protection. And with him, I am safe. He protects me like a shield. He defends me and keeps me safe. And the rest of the chapter is even so much more encouraging, but just for the sake of time. But I want to say, hey, I am all about practical. I'm all about getting healthy essential oils and making my own Germex stuff and everything. And if you want to go to the alcohol Germex, more power to you. We do what we do in the natural. But I know who my shield is. Mm. I don't trust in the Germex. It's just duty, right?
Yeah.
But I know who I trust and he is my defender. So I don't care what the accuser says to me. Oh, what if? What if my dad, who's almost 80, right. Oh, shut up, accuser.
Yeah.
I have a defender and he defends my dad and I speak life over him and my mother.
I read something. It was even, you know, it was something on, it came through on my Facebook feed and it was like, come on, people, let's get serious. Not fearing is so not sexy right now. Let's get serious, meaning let's all be afraid together. And I thought, wrong.
Yeah.
I will not be afraid.
Oh, it's so good. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. So when you walk into Walmart and you see the blank shelves, the empty shelves, I mean, the food's not gone anywhere. It's just in people's pantries and that's a great place to be, okay? But even so.
I only have 97 bags of lentils.
Yeah, exactly. So who cares? Or like it's probably not apocalyptic times, but even if it was, I have all that I need because he's my shepherd. He leads me beside peaceful streams. Peaceful streams, not streams of panic, not like bubbling, like raging rivers of torment. He renews my strength. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. Pearl, you brought that last week. Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? And that's what I'm bringing here today because I've felt such peace through this and I want to share it. It says, because I don't want to hoard it. You know, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. And it goes on even more beautifully. But going on to my main point here, we defeat death with life. And we choose life on our plates like Pearl has been talking about in part A of this party. We choose life in our conversations. We choose life in our thoughts. We take from the tool belt of the kingdom of life, not of the tool belt of death. We can't defeat darkness with darkness.
You know, something that you said, Serene, on Sunday, it was like mm-hmm. you were hearing, you don't watch the news because you don't have TV.
Oh, about choices?
Yeah.
We're coming.
Okay.
Good on you, mate.
Good on me, mate.
We choose vitamins-rich foods like Pearl's been talking about, not sugar. We take from the tool belt and we take out hope, not despair.
Yes.
We take out perfect love, which the Bible says casts out all fear. Mm. Because when we rest in His perfect love for us, there's no room for fear. We choose faith that casts out fear. We pull out of the tool belt peace. We put down the tool of panic.
Yeah.
We choose optimism, not pessimism.
Yes.
We choose joy, not glum sadness. We choose rest, not harried stressing. And I love this because, Pearl, you brought it. We choose sunshine.
Yeah, we do.
Not gloomy darkness. Hawaii has just been told to stay inside.
Yeah.
You know, but it's sunshine. Mm-hmm. We choose sunshine. We choose fresh air, not stale indoor prisons. And I'm not saying, you know, disobey your government and go outside.
No, we're not
and like,
anarchists, but no. You can still do these things and obey the law.
Exactly. We choose exercise. We don't choose in-house stressing and sitting down under a blanket with ice cream.
No.
You know? We choose
unless
people.
It's healthy ice cream with baobab.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And listen here, I'm not like I said, I'm not an anarchist, but we choose people and community, not retreat. We can use our phone and technology. We can FaceTime. Yeah. We can hug immediate family. We can get face to face and eye to eye with people that we've been like passing like ships in the night to.
Yeah.
You know, this can be a time of community, not loneliness, which breeds depression. We choose in our tool belt of life others, not ourselves. Mm. And for that, we choose prayer. We pray for them. We bring groceries to the elderly, even if we just drop it off at their front door and ring the bell. We share our eggs and our toilet paper.
Yeah, we do.
You know, it's yeah. like, okay, if we've got one last toilet paper, do we hoard it for our family or we yeah. say, hey, let's split the roll?
Split you know, that's the roll. The kingdom Maybe of that's life. The name of this
you know,
podcast.
We choose business and dominion and creativity and learning, not limbo and zombie standstill.
You're making me feel guilty. I've got like 94 things of lentils in my pantry.
No, no, that's totally
serene.
Fine because you've got it to
you
give away.
Some.
Pearl, you're the Joseph, right?
Yeah.
And so then you can give it away. Now, I love this
I'll
because
give away
okay,
my
some
lentils.
People like businesses that have been storefront businesses and everything, maybe it's a time where they're at home. But I say maybe it's a time for inspiration, for brainstorming, for creative ideas to flow so that when it's all open back in, you can go back, you've got a new spark of energy, a new spark of this is what I'm going to do, you know, mm-hmm. and if your business is flowing right now, it's an online business, it's a time for more dominion. It's not a time for, it's all going down. So I lay down myself in my life, the tools of death, and I'm trying to pick up tools of light in life, and I'm going to be a little bit personal here. So what the enemy means for evil, God turns for good. That's a beautiful scripture. But it's only if we let Him.
Yeah.
Right? If we put down our death-promoting tools that actually shield us from His goodness, if we want to see good turn from all this darkness, we have to stop shielding ourselves from God's goodness, shielding Him with our despair,
wow.
shielding Him with all of our panic and our worry. We have to lay those down so that we can be opened up to His goodness.
I love that.
So we're just going to do a switcheroo. The total do a switchery. The enemy is a liar. If he is screaming a pandemic of sickness, I believe God is saying he wants to move into healing. Mm-hmm. He wants to move into a whole movement of wholeness. Let's get on his untwisted side of life because whatever the devil is doing, it's twisted.
Mm.
So if the accuser is saying you are going to starve and you better panic because this you know Walmart looks looking empty, then God in his peace is whispering, nah. I'm with you. I got you. My peace is what passes understanding. It doesn't even have to look peaceful, but my peace is there as an anchor. So what I am laying down personally, I'm going to get personal right now, as a believer is the choice. I have to lay down my choice to pick up these destructive tools because it is so freeing. Like a child who is given boundaries becomes more happy.
Yeah.
I have become so free when I've laid down my choice. When I'm just like, no, 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 no. I love being shepherded. This is awesome that I have a shepherd that knows what's best for me. Because I like not even having to try out the hard way. It's so refreshing. I personally have to lay down fear, and it's not fear like everybody else. Other people are having to lay down fear of getting sick, fear of corona. That has never even entered my head. Mm. Personally, I'm just telling my personal story.
Yeah.
I've had to lay down the fear and a little bit of anger even of, first of all, the fear of the fear pandemic. I'm not afraid of the virus. I don't even necessarily believe it's as dramatic as what is said. That's just my personal, call me a conspiracy theorist, but I believe that there is a fear pandemic that is super, super dangerous. And
yeah,
that's why personally I've been afraid of getting a little bit wound up about and being afraid of, well, first of all, the reason why I'm upset about the fear, but I'm not anymore, and I'll tell you why I'm not. but why I got a little bit wound up about the fear pandemic is because fear has inflated this thing beyond the statistics.
Yes.
Now, the swine flu, the S1 whatever, N1, 10 years ago when my daughter Breeze was born, it killed over 12,000 people that winter in USA alone. And they weren't, everyone wasn't going getting tested, you know, like is now. And, you know, the numbers aren't quite matching up. Even in Italy, which is like the most worst hit, the people there are so much older because they don't have a lot of influx of young being born. That's just how the culture is over there. And all the elderly that have been killed have had an underlying ailment. Most of them, three pretty underlying ailments. So the statistics for the actual fear, the level of fear that's at, it doesn't make sense. So I know the enemy is behind this fear pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, that's what worries me more than the virus.
Right.
Okay. So, but I read in the word, do not fear. So I don't, that's it. I'm told what to do. It's fantastic. I don't have a choice in the matter. I've got a shepherd.
Right.
Ah, yay. I don't have to fear. And I've also gotten a little bit anxious because I've gotten a bit sniffy, like there might be a rotten fish. Now, this is just personal, okay?
Yeah.
Don't send me letters. You know me, I'm a little bit on the extreme side. But like I, in my head, I'm like, the powers that be might be trying to crash our economy because I'm smelling stink, right?
Yeah.
You know, trying to crash it for their own agenda because nothing is making sense at all when you really look at the statistics. But that's just me. But I was wrestling with it and getting all the angst about it, like, ooh, you know, these, what, you know.
The thing who's behind this?
Yeah, who's behind it? This is sniffy. Like, you know, this is totally sniffy. I just received my $1,000 check in the mail and I don't even need it. Like, this is sniffy. What are they trying to do?
You're the only person that's received it yet, by the way. But anyway, okay.
Yeah, but Psalm 37 said, refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. Don't fret because of evildoers. Ah, I don't have to choose whether I'm going to do that.
You told me about this when you're having it, Serene, because I was telling you about some stuff and you were getting riled up. And
we
were riling ourselves up.
Because nothing made sense about this corona.
But then you said, you know, but God said do not fear. So we don't have a choice in the matter, Pearl. And, you know, and I was like, and I went to bed thinking about that. I'm like, whenever fear came, I'm like, well, that's not my choice. That's not my bill of goods. But I imagine it as a buffet.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes on a buffet you can go get your favorites. Okay, I'm going to try a little bit of mac and cheese. I'm going to try a little bit of that. Yeah. But on the buffet that God has for us, there's absolutely no fear. That's on another buffet, and that's the accuser's buffet.
Right, exactly.
So you can go have your good spoonful of fear, your good spoonful of worry, but on God's one, it's just not there.
It's not there.
He says it's not good for you, so go eat my peace.
And
go have a double portion of peace.
Yes, I love that way of looking at Pearl. I love it. I love having a shepherd because now I can fully rest. I don't have to try out that stuff for style. Like just have a little nibble of
don't even go to the accuser's restaurant, right?
Yes, exactly.
It's closed down for social distancing.
Yeah.
Leslie's laughing at least. Leslie wants to pop and say something real quick.
Leslie poppers.
And then did you finish? You're awesome. You were like 3 minutes above. That's all.
That's very important that I close with the sentence. So do we have any more in our books?
But Leslie pops.
It's so important. I can't even wait to say the sentence.
Are you going to say something
Basamish?
I'm
bringing one more practical. Yeah, and it's so important that this is the end of the party after that. Serene and Pearl would never ask you to do this.
What?
But I am going to encourage a trim, healthy ambush. We have a lot of people following us. And all of those people have hundreds of friends that aren't necessarily following us. And I think everybody needs to hear today's podcast.
Mm.
So when you click stop, when this podcast finishes, it takes 3 seconds, and just click share. Serene and Pearl would never ask you to do this, but co-producer Leslie Potts.
And you're not even a believer in the stuff, but you are, really.
No, because it was all sane. It was all positive sanity.
It's sane today, Serene.
No, I mean, I'm not reading from the same book, but it's all, it's absolute sane, awesome, practical stuff. So,
This is
the end of the podcast, and go ahead and just share it right now. It takes 3 seconds. Everyone's sharing memes and funny videos, and why not share this? No one's got anything else to do but listen to this awesome podcast. Do it.
Look share. At you. Folks, love you.
Bye.
See you guys next week. Trim off your mom on my way. And then I'll be
trim off your mama to stay. Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.